Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord to each and every one listening tonight. Wherever you may be listening from, if you may call in, praise the Lord to you. We thank God for you. Another night of this lovely program that God has led someone to put together, and people that he has provided for the program, for each and every program, working for Christ Ministry. My name is Dwayne Harshaw, thanking the Lord for life, health, and strength, thanking him for looking over me, waking me up early this morning in my right mind, able to do his work and his service, asking him to strengthen me in every way to be able to do a show worthy of what he would have me to do, to be obedient to his word, to continue to trust him in everything that I do and say, asking to be led by the Holy Spirit, not by self, asking him to move self out of the way, because this is all about Christ. He has done so much for us and continues to do more for us. I want to start out tonight, as I've stated, praise the Lord for each and every one that's listening in tonight, wherever you may be listening from or calling from. Truly is an honor and a blessing to have you with us tonight. We're going to start our prayer request and then go from there to the program. We want to honor the Lord in all our ways. We want to continue to pray for one another, love one another, show appreciation and respect for one another. We want to have the love of Christ deep down inside. Even though me, I'm not perfect, but I have a perfect love that Jesus has shared with us, to be able to love someone else. And I thank the Lord for that love. At this time, we will continue to pray for all of the incarcerated. We want to continue to pray for all of our church leaders and members. A special prayer for Bishop R.C. Bryant and his companion, First Lady Dorothy Bryant. Special prayer for Bishop Armstrong and the things that he's continuing to go through and do, that the Lord continue to strengthen him as he's back and forth studying, doing, teaching, preaching, guiding in the way the Lord has led him to do. We want to continue to pray for our assistant, Pastor Logan, that the Lord continues to give her strength to go through. She's been struggling with some issues. A while back, she had that tick bite that kind of affected her in a way that made her feel bad. But God blessed her and gave her strength to be able to go through. Her companion. We pray for each and every one of you around and about this world that may be listening right now. We love you. with the love of Jesus deep down inside. We pray for the rest homes and the care providers that they would do in a right way and take care of the patients in a right way that they should and show the respect and love that's needed. We pray for our world leaders that's running this country that God would do some changes in their hearts. Start from the heart and do some changes in their hearts. And let it show up in them, dear God, that somebody may see the difference in things. Because all they think about is the money and themselves. We as the people don't matter. They fuss, they fight over what they want, what they believe, what they say. That should be and shouldn't be. And the right, whether it be right or whether it be wrong, they can't never come together to come to a conclusion of what's right or wrong. So they make up their own right and wrong. But according to God's word, he already had the plan fixed before the foundation of time. We pray for everyone. I pray for my companion and my household, our relationship, our children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And I pray for yours. Our precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we honor you and we thank you, Lord, for so many things that you continue to bless us with that we don't acknowledge, dear Lord. Sometimes we overlook. We look to you, Lord, and we say thank you, Lord, and just continue to help us, Lord, to live a life that you've given us through your Son, Jesus Christ, a life of salvation, Lord, and live it to the fullest and to the truest, Lord. Help us not to waver, Lord, to the left or the right, dear God. Help us to come straight forward. We ask, Lord, that you give us strength, give us more grace to know, Lord, that this is the way to go. And you provide all of our need, dear God, to see us through. We can call on you anytime, dear God, when we get in trouble. When we're riding down the road alone, Lord, we can always talk to you and call on you. We thank you for dying on that old rugged cross, dear God, for salvation to come our way. We honor you. We thank you for the things that you continue to do and have already done. We thank you for what you're doing right now. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in advance, in the future, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to help us with the things we have no control over. Bless the surroundings that we have with the people that are dipping and dabbing into things they have no business with. We ask, Lord, that you would bless the people that's calling themselves a child of God and not living the standard, would understand, dear God, that they have to accept all. They can't pick and choose what they want of you, Lord, and feel like they're living right by the word of God. Help them, Lord, to get the right understanding, whatever ministry they may come under or come in contact with. We're asking you, Lord, to bless your people because we need you so badly. In our every minute, every supper, everyday journey, on this journey, Lord. Without you, Lord, we're nothing. Without you, dear God, we can do nothing. We ask that you bless this program tonight. Your voices that may speak. Holy Spirit, we ask you to lead and guide into all truth and understanding as we share the good news with each other, as we encourage one another, as we look to you, Lord, throughout this night. all honor, glory, and praise, dear God, belongs to you. Because without you, Lord, we couldn't do it. So we thank you. We thank you, Lord, right now for your amazing grace, asking you to see us through. As we go forth, we give you all honor, glory, and praise in the name of Jesus, we pray. And we say amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. We know who our Redeemer is. We know that he lives. We know that he has all power in his hands. We know that he can do everything but fail. We thank you once again for calling in, for listening in. And the thing I thought about tonight, thanking the Lord for it, just want to talk a little bit on something. The love of Jesus according to Scripture. The love of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 18 and 19 says, I ask that you will know the love of Christ that is beyond knowledge, so that you will be filled entirely with the fullness of God. That's Ephesians chapter 3, verses 18 and 19. I'll read it once again. It says, I ask that you know the love of Christ that is beyond knowledge, so that you will be filled entirely with the fullness of God. Praise the Lord. The next one is John 15:13. Jesus said in John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friend. To love is to choose suffering for the sake of another. So we have two verses here that have given us something about the love of Jesus. He didn't lay his life down for nothing. There was a purpose and a plan before the foundation of life. The depth of Christ's love, it costs. The depth of Christ's love, it costs. Right here on a little bit of a review, it says, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Therefore, be and mediators of God. Also, beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, and offered an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. So, it's letting us know Christ loved us so much God sent his only begotten Son, that we could be a part of this great salvation. It's like when God got done making everything that he made on earth, he said it was good. And when he finished everything and looked around, and it was said and done, he looked back and said it was very good. So, we are special to the Lord. He's given us opportunities after opportunities, and sometimes we still make mistakes and still don't want to focus on what he's done for us. And I can understand the young people today. I was out in the world before, living my life, doing my thing the way I thought was best for me. And as I was living that life, I wasn't thinking about becoming a Christian. I thought about having a good time, enjoying my life outside of God. Thinking I was doing what was good in my eyes. But God had a plan through his Son, Jesus Christ. That plan was to send his Son. And his Son suffered a lot of things. Then he went to the cross after suffering many things, the way the treatments that people treated him, and hung him on that cross. And then he died and suffered and died. And at the end, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So they didn't even, the world leaders then, know that they was hanging on the cross the Savior of the world. He was going to save the world. And he was the only one that could. He was the sacrifice for it all. Once, never to be sacrificed again. He died, was buried, went down into the earth and spoke to the Old Testament patriarchs, giving them an opportunity, because he come for all, not some. He come for all. Some lived, some died, didn't want to live. But it wasn't because they didn't have a chance or opportunity. You know, sometimes in the past I used to say, when things would happen before I become a child of God, oh, they didn't have a chance. But not understanding and knowing everybody has a chance and an opportunity at salvation to live for the living God. We have a chance. We don't know how it comes about in some people's lives. Some people don't want to accept it. But it's for us. The sinner man, the people that's going through something, anybody out there that may be listening tonight, if your heart's heavy and you're struggling and you're going through something, some people feel like that suicide is the onlyest way out. But all you do is lose your life throughout eternity. And it's not the end of it. It will come up again. We have to realize when Christ went down and talked to the spirits down off in to the depths of hell, on the third day he rose again, walked this earth, ascended on high back to the Father, because his work and his job was done. They sent back the Holy Spirit to lead and guide, bring us to all truth and understanding, bring back to our remembrance things that we sometimes forget. So he made everything possible for us to be able to live this Christian life by and with. Then he gave us the word, translated in English for us to understand. He didn't have to, but he did, because he thought about us. Loved us so much. We're talking about the love of Jesus. Praise God. It says, if love for one another is going to flourish and grow in our church, we must be rooted more deeply in love. That was the point of last week's message that it said. In other words, becoming a loving person means living with the roots of your life trunk deep, in the love of Christ for you. Being loved by Christ is the ground of becoming loving. And the root that you send into the ground is the faith that you are loved. And then it says there's a phrase in 1 John 4:16 that describes that root. We have come to you and have believed the love which God has for you. Okay, that love that they're talking about, it's 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. So there we go. That's that love that we're talking about, the love of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, a love that we can go through and get by with. We don't know what the next moment may bring. We don't even know what tomorrow may bring. But what we do know, Christ is the one that we have to focus on. This right here says, focusing on the depth of Christ's love for us. Because of all that, here's the plan for the next 4 weeks. I guess that's from the people that I'm meeting. I hope this will help you prepare yourselves in prayer and meditation for what's coming. And I hope it will help you know when God is moving you to invite others and to attend with you. So we have to continue to invite. People may not always show up. People may not always come. People may tell you, I'll be there, or whatever. But the thing is, we don't know what people got on their mind. We don't even know what people's going through. So many times, we look at the situations at hand that we see, but we can't see the situation that someone's going through. And people's going through. I have Romans chapter 5. Verses 5-8 says, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Number 6 says, for while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. And then it says, for one will scarcely die for a righteous person. For a righteous person, it says. Let's see. Though perhaps for a good person, one would dare even to die. Number 8 says, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Praise the Lord. So, no matter what the situation was, you know, it still was Christ thinking on us. It says right here, according to Jesus, love, that is, love for your neighbor, is treating your neighbor the same manner you would want him to treat you. Therefore, respect others, care for others, support others, correct them when they are going wayward, forgive others when they offend you, etc. Okay. Praise the Lord. We're going to open up this mic. We have a young lady on. We're going to get some comments. We're going to get some insight and some encouraging words from her tonight. Because God is good and all the time. God is good. No matter the situations or the circumstances, he never quits. He never fails us. He's always there for us. And I'm thankful for that, because he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. Good evening, young lady.
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, ma'am. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. It's good to be out here with you guys. It's a pleasure for me to be able to spend a good hour doing the worship and praise.
Yeah, we're talking about the love of Jesus. Why Jesus loved us so much, and give a few scriptures with it to let us know that he loved us, because when God sent him for the reason, we was already included before the foundation of time in the plan that God had for his son to come and die for the world. Sacrifice. One sacrifice, one time. Because as the priest went in the Holy of the Holiness back then, they went in once a year, shedding the blood of a goat, then a scapegoat for the sin of the people that was offered up. But if he wasn't right, they tied a rope around him to drag him out. So it lets us know God is a holy God. He's a faithful God. He has no time for playing around in this Christian life that we live. And
true,
if you're not right with the Lord, you're going to pay for it.
Amen.
But yes, we're going to open it up to you, ma'am, and let you give a little encouragement and let the people know. Because we're talking about the love of Christ tonight, and we know that he loved us because of all of the situations and the things we can see where he brought us from and where he's taken us to.
Well, I tell you, my Lord, he is mighty. I mean, just on the stupendous stuff that he does for me in my life, from opening my eyes and I can see, waking me up. And today, in my message for tomorrow, I was calculating the You know, it 10,000 years is just one day. I mean, 1,000 years is just one day. And one day is a thousand years to my Lord.
Yes.
So I calculated that in our time. And in minutes, it's 36,560,000 minutes. And then in the hours, it's 8,760,000 hours. So, and my premise was, that time he was talking about, you know, how long everybody, Methuselah lived 969 years, which is 31 years short of being our day to my Lord. So, my Lord, he just don't want us to be away from him too long. That's how much he loves us.
Yes.
So he doesn't want us to be away. So that's why he loves us. And he sent Jesus to be our benefactor.
That's
to
right.
To help us, to show us, and to guide us. So Jesus is our everything. We could not do nothing without him. He paid the ultimate price.
Without him, there is nothing. Nothing but a sinful world. When we go to look at the situation, and I lived that sinful world. I enjoyed it. You know, I'm not going to lie about it because he has changed my life now. I enjoyed what I was doing then and did it.
Uh-huh.
But now that I look back on my life, how he's changed it, I'm glad that he did because I know that I would have wound it up lost throughout eternity, not even having a way to be saved. But he's seen something in between all of that time that I was sinning and doing my thing that he kept me here for. And it's only by the grace of God that I'm still here. Only by the grace of God that I'm able to do what he has given me to do. And with the Holy Spirit leading and guiding, I sit back and I meditate on things back then, how it came about, the situations that I was in, death-threatening situations back then that could have happened, that didn't happen, because the prayers of the mothers, the grandparents, the saints, all of our loved ones, they was praying for us, putting us before the Lord for protection, for leadership, for guidance. And being out into the world, you do not pay attention to these things or look at them because it don't mean nothing to you when you're having a good time in the world. But when God gets ready and the change is to come, he has what it takes to make a believer out of you, because he did me. And if it hadn't have been for him in my life, for the things that he done for me to be able to know better and to go through, I would have never been able to be here today talking about the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done and all that he is doing for me. So when we look at the situations at hand, we can look and say, thank you, Lord, because he has looked down on us for a reason.
Yes,
and
he has.
What more can we do but continue to trust him for all that he has let us see and go through in order to live a life for him? And we know that it's him that has taken us through everything that we go through. So I'm grateful and I'm thankful for the life that he has given me, for the life that he has spared me for, to be a part of what's going on now. Because I wasn't looking for this, but he already had things in the plan for this. And we have to continue to have that faith and trust and just step therein and walk therein by faith, through faith in Jesus, because we have nothing else. I want to live, to live again. I don't want to be separated from the Lord throughout eternity. After knowing the goodness of Jesus and the love of Jesus that he had for me, I was ignorant and dumb to the fact to understand and know then. But now I know better, because he has let me see. That's like Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God." So it lets me know I've been saved. Grace through faith. It wasn't of my own doing. I didn't even know back then. I used to look at people, and they, as I go to church, some of the deacons, the old saints back then would ask me, "Do you want to be saved?" I said, "Yeah." They said, "Well, what you waiting for?" I said, "Well, I ain't ready right now." And they'd tell me, say, "Well, if you ain't ready right now, you'll never be ready." And I didn't understand why they would say that, because I thought if I wanted to be saved, I would pick and choose the time I wanted to be saved. But after I got saved and started getting into God's word, and he let me know that I didn't choose him, he chose me. And I had to look at that again to let me know how ignorant and how dumb I was to think that I could choose my time when all of my time was in the hands of the Lord. My time was in the hands of the Lord. It wasn't in my time. That's why I pray to help to get self out of the way, because self can get you messed up.
Sure can.
Even though we live that life in this flesh, it'll get you messed up if you get too much caught up in self. That's why we have to think on the spiritual side. Go ahead, ma'am.
I said, and all other people, because, you know, too many people get wrapped up into their loved ones until they can't see straight.
So true. Good evening, brother. God bless you.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. We got your mic on. We're talking about the love of Christ this evening, the love of Jesus.
Okay.
The great love, the greatest love there is.
Yeah.
God.
Amen.
We're talking about his love this evening. He has loved us for so many reasons. And we don't acknowledge the things in the way we should sometimes. That's like it says, the Bible states that God loved us while we were still sinners. His love abounds from his infinite goodness and mercy. God's love is steadfast and unchanging. So
we have
so much love that he has given us and let us know about his son, what his son did, why his son came, and the thing that he sent the Holy Spirit after the son ascended back to heaven to lead and guide and bring us to all understanding and truth, you know. So with that, we can still go. He gave us everything we needed to live this Christian life.
That's right.
It's not that worldly life I used to live. That life's dead and gone. I live a life now of spiritual life that God has blessed me to be a part of by grace through his son, through the faith in Jesus, to live by. And I'm looking to live that life the best that I know how, the best that I can. And we are taught by the word of God through our bishop, through our assistant pastor, through our saints and loved ones. We come together and we'll talk to each other as we go forth too, because we all can be a help to one another.
And as we come together and help one another, as we come together to help one another, things begin to work out all right, because we're not thinking about self all the time. We're thinking about helping someone else outside of self. Self have to get out of the way.
Yes, it does.
In order to have the love of Jesus, he has given us what we need to learn and understand from that love.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Anybody, I have all of the mics on this evening. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Great decision. Praise God.
Well, anybody that wants to come in, anybody that wants to the encourage, anybody that wants to share something about God's great love for us through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Yes, Lord.
The Word of God says, while we were yet in our sins, Christ died for the ungodly.
Yes, he did.
God. Well, I thank God that he chose me. It's the best life that we can live is when we serve Jesus Christ. Praise God.
That's
my mind is made up and my heart is fixed to serve him for the rest of my life. So this is the best life that I can live is for Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes.
Praise God.
No other way.
I can live again after this life.
That's right.
Praise the Lord, my brother and my
sister. That's right.
Praise God, praise God.
This right here says, when filled with God's love, we can do and see and understand things that we could not otherwise do or see or understand. Filled with his love, we can endure pain, or free, forgive freely, avoid contention, renew strength, and bless and help others in ways surprising even to us. We can do things far and above that's surprising to us because of the love of Christ.
That's right.
We don't look at situations that God has given us in our life as we on this Christian journey. But the thing is, you know, I look at it too, and like it says, things that in helping others in ways that surprise even to us, I look at that because when my life was changed, the things that I wouldn't do and the things that I do now for certain people, it surprises me because the love of Christ begins to open up and want to help, want to give, want to do. And you're like, well, Lord, I thank you because it didn't come from me. I had to be Holy Spirit led in order to think these things, because when the evil and the negative stuff comes, we know it's from the enemy. That's why we pray to give me, Lord, discernment of spirit to know the right and wrong and the understanding to know and do what's right, because the world has made right wrong and made wrong right. In their eyes,
sure have.
It's all about what they want, not what we want. They're not for the people. They're for self. And we the ones have to suffer from it because of all the mistakes that they make. But God still has a hand in everything. He's still in control. He still looks after his people and takes us through.
Yes, he does. I agree completely.
Yeah, so you're going to have to give us a little bit of time. Give us a few minutes. We're in the car. We're just coming back from Asheville.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all.
But we still got you on now. We still got you on.
Have you listening in. That's
yes,
good
sir.
There.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Almost as
you
always.
Know, we
almost
know.
As always.
We know where our strength and our help comes from, and that means a lot. Don't come from man. If man would take over our strength, he would only want to hurt us more.
That's right.
He has no thought of the people, the only thought that man has right now is what authority they have to do what they feel like they want to do, but they don't understand all the authority is not in their hands. The only thing in their hands is the mistakes that they make. But when it comes to all power is given to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I have another caller, 729-2248. Would you like to have anything that you would like to go ahead and add?
Mr. Hayes.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is night. I have everlasting life, and I believe that started.
Amen.
It began with me. In the man named Christ is a new creature. Old things all passed away, and behold, all things are new. Be a brand new creature in Christ. Our life started over, a spiritual walk, a spiritual relationship with God. And God, so he demonstrated that love. When he gave his Son, he demonstrated that he loved us, cared for us, and he watched after us, for he's our rescue and our strength. Our ever-present help in the time of trouble. When I'm in trouble, he's right there with me. It may not look like it, may not feel like it, but he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake thee. So that should be perfect to the believer. I know sometimes we struggle and strain, but we're still on our way home. But yet we still, as he hold on to us, our hands, we hold on to his and don't let go, we are in the ark of safety. So I'm thankful tonight that I'm saved from my sin, not practicing sin, not living in sin. He sanctified, he set me apart, he told me, said, come out from among them, be ye separated, said the Lord, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you as my son and my daughter, and I'll be your God. So it's not isolation. It's not isolation for people, but separation. We still got to mingle with the world. We got to talk to the world.
Yes, we do.
The world has to keep hoping in me. They got to see the light in me. A lady texted me the other day. I never thought of it like this. Our light, in other words, so shine before men that they had to put on sunglasses. Amen. To live on earth. Because the glory of God is manifested in the life of his people. Hallelujah. And I thank God Almighty. Where am I feeling now? Hallelujah. Speak the truth from God's word. The presence of God is within my room. As you keep, thank you for the space and the time that you have given. I appreciate you. And be blessed by the best above the rest.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I tell you the truth, there's nothing like the love of God through his Son, Jesus Christ, in our lives.
Amen.
We go through many situations in life, and we can always look back and say, well, Lord, I thank you, because when he begins to work situations out in your life, and, you know, he's already got it worked out. It's just got to come in to the plan and the play of what he has for you. We have to continue to be obedient and live a life towards God to accept that blessing, to accept what he has for us. Many times we get in the way and we slow down the blessing that he has for us because we want to take over. We want to lead. We want to get in the way of things of life. But we have to understand we're just a part of this world. We live in it, but we're not living of the world. The part that we are is the Christian part, and we have to separate ourselves from this world of sin, this world of mess that's around us. So much is going on that we don't understand, but we understand one thing. It's all in God's will and God's plan. As his children, he's going to look after his. So we just have to trust and believe and have that hope and faith in Jesus that everything's going to be all right for us. We share the word with people. We look at the situation. Some people listen. Some people don't want to hear it. When I was younger, I loved to hear the word. Even though I wasn't living it, I wanted to know. Because I used to tell my mom, I said, Mom, I said, one thing about it. I said, I see people that were saying they was Christians. And they was doing some of the things I was doing as a sinner. I was like, well, hey, you know. So, Mom, I said, if that's what a Christian is being, I don't want to be one. Because I see her life, what she lived, it was completely different. And she lived a truly Christian life. And I'm looking at her life and everything compared to some people that I would see that was getting on to me. Well, you know better this. You need to do that. You need to do this. And I listen to it. And I'm like, well, the life they're living, if that's being a Christian, I don't want to be. But when the Lord chose me for such a time as now, like the pastor says, I love this life. I love being a Christian. I love living for the Lord. There's no better way. I didn't know that. That's like the young man that just got off here. I've known him a long time. I was still in high school when I got to meet him. And I got a job at a mini course at Hopper's. And I met this young man back then. And he's always been the same loving heart, the same kind heart. Never changed. He's always been the same type of person. Matter of fact, he still looked the same. He might have a little gray hair here and there.
He's
always been his wife. Was always the same love and truth back then that they are today. And see, I paid attention to that. He might not know that I was looking at him and looking at his life back then. Like I say, somebody's always looking at you.
Amen.
And the thing was, when I was telling my mom back then that I didn't want to be a Christian like some of the people that I seen, but this young man right here let me see what a true Christian life was, working around him and working with him.
That's
when I got the time to work with him. And when you see something in that life, you want to let a person know how much and how thankful you are that God put me in contact with him and still in contact with him to see the same life that he was living back then that he's still living. He hasn't give up. He hasn't turned around. It hasn't been easy for him. He's been through some things in life, but he's still holding on. I come out sometimes in the mornings and be out there walking and everything, and then I'm like, man, I said, my bones don't move like his. But he was doing the things he needed to do and taking care of himself. All of the mess I was doing out there in the world wasn't doing nothing but slowing me down. But now I can see, because my eyes has been opened. My eyes have been opened to a God through his son, Jesus Christ, that has made a change in me. I'm so grateful and thankful for it. I continue to thank him every day, every moment. Sometimes I'm riding in my car and I get to talking to myself and people look over at me. I look at them and smile and throw my hand up and wave. I said, they probably think I'm crazy over here because I'm just moving my lips or talking, thanking the Lord for, you know.
It's all right.
You get so happy riding in your car sometimes when you start thinking about what God has done for you and what he's doing. Situations in your life.
Oh, yeah.
I don't always want to say, Lord, give me, give me, give me. I want to say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you, Lord, for what you're taking me through.
Hallelujah.
You know? So when we look at that situation and not always begging for the Lord to give us something, and we can say thank you, Lord, more, he'll continue to do what he does no matter what. But thank him sometimes. It's not always, Lord, I need. Lord,
no,
I want. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
What you are to me. What you've given me already, what you're doing in my life, Lord, how you're blessing my home, my relationship, my children, my grand and great-grand. You know, I thank them for these things. I thank you, Lord, for the car you give me of riding down the street and still running and everything. you know, I've come to the point now in life that I've learned that I want to thank him more than asking more. When I first got saved, I thought it was all about what they said, you know, God would give you your need and all this and that. Well, my needs was completely backwards. I was asking for stuff I wanted and everything, and I just thought I needed it. But I had to learn. I had to read God's word. I had to be taught God's word. I had to come in contact with the saints and get away from the world that I was living in with people around me that was no good for me. Because all they would do when I come around, they wanted to do the same old things. And I'd have to let them know that's not my life no more. I don't do that. But they don't believe it, so they want to press you a little more just to see how much they can press you to do these things. And you have to get away from it. So through and by the grace of God, I got away from it. Because my life that I live now for the Lord is a whole lot better than life I've ever lived outside of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank him for my surroundings, the people that I come in contact with, the people around me that has blessed me with a good word, blessed me with just let me know the love of Jesus, because I'm still learning. I still want to learn. And I want to continue to live that I may live again one day. Because that's what it's all about. And everyone that's called in tonight, I thank God for you because y'all are encouragement to me and for me. That's why we come together on these programs, to be encouraged, to try to encourage people and to be encouraged, to share words. Many people's out there listening, need them, and they don't know where to look. And when they hear this program, we're hoping that it brings them back more and more again when the time comes that it comes on. I'll be looking for something within the program that may change their life for the better spiritually.
Oh, yeah.
Because people need it.
Praise
the Lord,
we have
3 minutes.
Okay, just want to say, I can't believe you would just say a Christian. I say body of Christ because there's too many negativity and too much mess in Christians that they're doing any kind of way. So I said I am part of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And that's true.
And
that's true.
God should be first priority in the life of his people. For the race is not given to the swift. Neither
that's
about
right.
The strong. But he endureth unto the end.
Amen.
I can say like this and that, but you got to endure affliction, you got to endure trial, you got to endure tribulation, you got to endure pain, you got to do sometimes financial trouble and problems, but
that's
we
right.
Got to endure
that's
you
right.
All of that. So there's no temptation to overtake them, because as it's coming to man, but God is faithful, who will not let us be tempted,
yes,
that we're able to get the same temptation, make a
yes,
way to escape that we can go through and bear it.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Praise God. Praise God.
I thank God for each and every one of you.
Sorry, Lord.
And God bless
praise
you.
God.
And we're still praying
praise
for one
God.
Another. And
amen.
Always
amen.
Be in your prayers as we continue to do the will of God.
God.
Love you.
Amen.
Thank God for
love
you.
You.
And shalom. We hope each and every one have a blessed
amen.
Night.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Lord.
Yes.
Sure, Lord.